Greetings, gentle viewers, and welcome to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television. On today's show, the final episode of a two-part series, we will continue our exploration of the compassionate and selfless philosophy of the Ananda Marga organization. It is officially known as Ananda Marga Pracharaka Sangha and was founded by Sri Sri Anandamurti in Jamalpur, Bihar, India in 1955.
Ananda means bliss, and Marga means the path. Ananda Marga is a path. When any human being moves in this path, he enjoys immense happiness. He enjoys the bliss of the Supreme.
Ananda Marga is both a spiritual and social movement. Its adherents strive for unity with the universal consciousness at the same time as doing their part for societal balance. We'll be traveling to Korea, Formosa, or Taiwan, and the United States to hear from some of Ananda Marga's international members, including Dada Shabhasatananda from India, Didi Ananda Rashmika from the Netherlands, Mr. A. Chandrasvarananda from Hong Kong, and Mike Harris from San Jose, California, USA.
Real yoga means unification of unit consciousness with supreme consciousness. And through that, we become the supreme God ourselves, through our meditation and through service.
Service to society is a large factor in the philosophy of Ananda Marga. Sri Sri Anandamurti had written, "It is action that makes a person great. Be great by your sadhana, or spiritual practice, by your service, and by your sacrifice."
Every spiritual aspirant has to do spiritual practices following certain disciplines, which can be performed only when he is morally strong. So at the same time, when one is performing meditation on the basis of morality, he has to do some service to the human society.
Through meditation, we should realize ourselves. And we should do to service to all suffering human society.
The Ananda Marga Universal Relief Team, or AMRT, and the Ananda Marga Universal Relief Team Ladies, or AMRTL, are the disaster relief operations of the organization. AMRT, established in 1970, is an official non-profit organization as recognized by the United Nations. The disaster teams provide assistance around the world.
A big part of the practice is that we're supposed to practice sacrifice for others. We're supposed to help others. We're supposed to carry our own burdens, but we're also supposed to go out and help others carry their burdens and help society progress as a whole.
In Africa, and mostly in the poor countries, they have thousands and thousands of activities to help the suffering people.
Me and my wife traveled to Haiti to work with Amort and Amortel. We just got back about 4 months ago. So we did a lot of helping to rebuild the cities, helping to distribute food to the needy.
Another aspect of their social work is operated through Ananda Marga Gurukula, or AMGK, which is a network of schools that advocate the teachings of love, harmony, and equality. The organization has broadened to include the areas of relief, welfare, the arts, ecology, woman's emancipation, and humanistic economy in its work.
Anand Marga has kindergarten schools, primary schools in many, many countries of the world.
They also have different programs. We help bring in professionals to help teach the locals how to run their own clinics or how to run their own schools, or even sometimes how to run their own business or create their own businesses or cooperatives, and show them how they can work together to help build their communities up from the poverty that they're in.
Thus, for Ananda Margis, social work goes hand in hand with their meditation. In accordance with their belief of extending love to all sentient beings, followers practice the vegetarian diet. A plant-based diet is also helpful in providing peaceful meditation.
If mind is not purified, body is not purified, we cannot do meditation properly. So meditation begins from the purification of this body and mind. According to us, there are three kinds of food. That is sentient, mutative, static. Sentient food means the food which is good for body, mind, and opposed then automatically for the soul, spiritual practice. And mutative food is that which for the body may be good and for the mind may be neutral. May be good, may be not good. It's called neutral. And static food, in Sanskrit we say tamasic. Tamasic, Sanskrit, that is static food. That means which is not good for mind at all, that is confirmed. And for body, maybe, may not be.
For thousands of years, the Vedic and Tantric yogic traditions have followed this practice of classifying foods. Sentient food includes fruits, lentils, beans, most vegetables, and any type of grains such as rice and wheat. Mr. A. Chandreshwarananda details some of the examples of mutative and static foods.
Mutative food, it comes like tea, coffee, chocolate. These are very rich food. Wheat becomes difficult indigestion, that will fall under this mutative food, static food, tamasic food, which is not good for mind at all. So we can see meat, fish, egg, garlic, onion, rotted food, stolen foods, and some kind of vegetables are there actually. Wine, alcohol, we get vegetables, fruits, and grains, rice, so many things are there. Why should eat beef, chicken? Why should eat? They have life.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television as we continue to explore the vegetarian concept in the Ananda Marga organization. Our noble lineage will be right back after this brief message.
When we extend our love and affection to all animate, inanimate, flora and fauna.
So when one follows the principles of morality and does the meditation, he has a very great impact on his society, on his fellow beings, and in the world. And that's how vibrationally God is helping the society through these developed minded minds who are following strong principles of morality.
Thank you for joining us again on Our Noble Lineage. We now continue with our show on the compassionate philosophy of Ananda Marga, which requires practitioners to adopt the vegetarian diet. The consumption of only plant-based foods is related to their belief in neo-humanism, which is founded on the basis of love to all sentient beings.
When we grow love, affection, and we become kind more and more to everybody actually, then automatically our mind comes up, mind will develop more and more, and mind becomes more developed actually. It becomes more pure. Then our thinking ideal become very high. Our spiritual practice can be better and better. When we talk of love and affection to all, animate and inanimate, birds, animals, all. So, why we should kill them actually? They have life. And we feel torture, pain. So we have to consider this part and extend our love and affection to all. We believe in one Supreme Father. God is one.
Being vegetarian, I feel it really has improved my lifestyle, my vitality. I feel a lot more alive. My mental strength has increased and my physical strength.
Aside from partaking a pure vegetarian diet, Ananda Margis also undergo periodic fasts. Participants base their fasting days on the moon cycle, where the gravitational pull of the moon is stronger when it is a full moon or a new moon.
And that affects the liquids. Like it affects the liquids of the sea, it affects the liquids of our body. We're 70% liquids. It actually affects the liquids and the gaseous factors in our body. So they rise up and create a jammed feeling in the mind and in the chest. It is known actually, even in police stations and in mental hospitals, that around that time they have more cases of mental disturbance and people are more agitated. So on those days we don't take any food or any liquids to counterbalance that effect. And at the same time it's a good practice of willpower to not eat or drink from sunrise to sunrise.
Fasting offers obvious physical benefits for one's body, including giving our digestive system a much-needed rest from its daily work. In terms of benefits for one's spiritual practice, fasting can also be a significant contributor.
On those days, when one is not engaged in eating and drinking, the mind can go inside more. So it's a very good day for more spiritual practice, to do more yoga, more meditation. Family people are advised to fast 2 days every month, which is more or less 3 days before the new moon and 3 days before the full moon. Whole-timers, means monks and nuns, also fast on the full moon day and the new moon day. Because the fasting at the same time reduces the effect of the lower propensities of mind.
As Didi Ananda Rashmika advises, it is equally essential to end a fast properly to ensure good health.
It's important, actually, as fasting is important to detox the body on the physical level, the breaking fast is just as important. And the first thing to take is always some lemon water with a little bit of salt in order to flush out the toxins.
In his article, The Do's and Don'ts of Life, Sri Sri Anandamurti had written, "For each and every living entity, His personal life is dearest for him. He loves his personal life very much. This is the rule. This is the characteristic of all living beings. In following their founder's teachings, Anandamargis continue to promulgate the plant-based diet around the world.
By God's grace, I was very fortunate to be with the people of different countries, to have their relation, heart-to-heart relation, so I know the various cultures of the whole world. And I am very happy to be in Korea. I have been coming 4 years often here. Most of the time I spent here, and I meet many different kinds of groups. Especially I had been meeting the organization started by Supreme Master Chinghai. And I like the way they propagate the vegetarianism. And my heart is with these feelings.
In closing, Dada Shapasatananda shared these hopeful words for the future of humanity, one that is based on love and noble ideals.
People will understand the materials have only a limited value in their lives. What is the real value in the life is higher moral society, simple living and very high thinking. That will be the general way of life of each and every human being in the future.
We thank all Anandamarga practitioners for sharing their knowledge on their philosophy of being kind to all beings, both human and animal alike. May the providence grace all your peaceful and charitable endeavors with much success. Thank you, gentle viewers, for your company today for our noble lineage. Our show airs every Sunday on Supreme Master Television. And now, Between Master and Disciples is up next. Blessed be the pure hearts of all truth aspirants. To learn more about Anandamarga, please visit www.anandamarga.org.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.